All right, we are recording. This is episode 9.
Who the fuck even knows?
It's been a few weeks. Welcome back. I guess we're welcoming ourselves back.
Yeah, we talk to ourselves a lot.
It's been a few weeks. My name is Analysis 489. This is a week late, episode number 9.
Number 9,
with
ironic.
Me, as always, is
Jason, a.k.a. Cryptic.
Right on, right on.
Here on the scene. Angry as fuck,
I
might add.
Yeah, I say welcome back because for the past couple weeks we've run into a number of different things, both voluntary and involuntary, on reasons we couldn't get together to record one episode.
Various hindrances in our life, which we, well, more so me, refuse
well,
to put his foot down on.
Both of us.
So
there's just certain things when you're doing something. We were talking about this on the way over to see tonight. We're watching 50-50, which we've been wanting to watch for quite some time, and we finally get some time out. We have a small window, but it's very frustrating when you have a project that you actually like doing,
and shit gets in the way,
and stuff gets in the way, and it's just like, why? I don't know. I didn't want to go back into, like, but that's what I'm angry and frustrated about, is the fact that, like, I finally have something that I think is a really good idea, and it's like, hey, look at me, look at me, and it's like yelling into a hallway with nobody, or an empty room, you know what I mean?
And
it's
even
like,
the people that are in there are retarded and can't hear anyway.
Yeah,
so.
even the people that do listen to it.
Picture 40 Helen Kellers just standing in a room, running around. That's what we have to deal with every day on, like, a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good environment, though. You know, it's kind of healthy for the soul if you believe in that sort of thing.
But also, like, you know, like, bad things, like accidents and, you know, people going to the hospital.
Oh, yes.
And, like, on my end, like, long-term friends that all of a sudden drop off the face of the planet because of an insignificant conversation that was had, or like just crazy events this week that both personal and professional.
Yes,
that just
there's been a lot of issues this week, which almost got it canceled again tonight.
Yeah, it did actually.
But you know, sometimes we just got to pull it through. And
we had to put our foot down, put our collective foot down, and say no more. We're going to go do this shit because we enjoy doing it. And
we like it.
And we like it. And we're sort of, me personally, I don't know about Jason, but me personally, it's like, it kind of hurts my feelings that we have something that we believe to be entertaining and good and funny, in our opinion. I don't know, maybe it sucks. And
maybe we're not funny at all.
Maybe people have listened to it and they don't like it. Maybe the people have spoken. But we know there's no feedback because of the emails not being there, and I do check it. There is something to be said about preparation.
A quick thing about Twitter.
Yeah.
If you send me a message on Twitter, my password got lost somewhere in the nether.
Oh, did it really?
And I can't get on my Twitter account. So, because I care so much about Twitter that I actually didn't care to remember my password.
Oh, that's right. We tried to log into it.
And the fucking thing locked me out of it.
Yeah, that's only temporary, though. You can get back.
I'm gonna email and just like, fucking tweet these nuts. Mina.
So, I guess if you've been tweeting Cryptic, at Jason Cryptic, he has not gotten them. I put an
No, I would not. No, I don't. If I have, I can't respond.
You should have a Gmail account that's tied to that.
But I don't know what it is either.
I think I said that. I think I set that up for you. We gotta tackle that. But
so we gotta get that going.
Like I said earlier, now that we got all that out of the way,
you're talking about preparation.
We are, yes, preparation. I mean,
H
before, yeah, because it does at this point give me hemorrhoids. I mentioned before how, like, the advice of, we mentioned Chris Hardwick earlier, and other comedians or people in the profession, I don't consider myself a comedian, but there's nothing else to consider this. But
I say that we're comedians. I mean, that's what...
We don't sit down and write every day. We don't have a craft. We don't have a bit. We don't have a show to put on for people. This is like...
Well, comedy to me, if you're naturally, you know, comedic by nature, and you have to sit there and write everything down.
But we're a little bit biased because we're funny to ourselves.
We need to be funny too.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so the thing was is, like, just jump into it. Like, go ahead and do what it is you want to do. If you think about it too long, you'll think yourself out of it. So that's what we did. We went into it without any preparation, but I do have...
Ooh, I thought a really good
an audience
for that.
What's that?
How we just jump right into it.
Like?
Like, we're like a dick of comedy because we wear no condom.
Wow.
We jump in and we don't think of the repercussions after jumping
so
in.
So we have the...
We're condomless dick. We're condomless dicks.
So what you're saying is that we have... What's the word I'm looking for? Comedy STD?
STDs in the comedy world.
Because we didn't put on a Jimmy hat before we went into
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Dude.
And now we have... We have a...
I'm showing your age a little bit.
Black and red, we have Jimmy hats. And,
I didn't put a blue animal on my dick today, so...
I'm just saying, like, it's one thing to jump into something that you want to do, and we did it. Hooray for us. And I did have a small, very small audience, but on Twitter you're just like a little speck. You get lost in everything. And on Facebook with the same thing, and Facebook's leaving, and now everybody's got Google Plus. And it's like, I wish people would just fucking decide where they're going to be and stay there so I could talk to them long enough for them to go to my website, shut the fuck up, and push play,
yeah.
And you'll like it. You know what I mean? But it's not like that, so it's kind of hard to gather all of the social networking tools, which I've been doing for years.
And getting people just to
getting
listen.
Getting people to
for
listen,
2 minutes.
And not only when they listen, but go there and be a man or a woman of your word. And when you tell somebody you're going to check something out, fucking do it. You know how annoying it is?
Yeah, we've heard that.
You know how annoying it is when people are like, oh, yeah, I went to go listen to it. No, you didn't, because I'm on that site every day. Literally every minute I can see... In real time, who's logging on to my website, and you have not been there. So don't lie to me and tell me, oh, I checked it out, it's great. No, you haven't.
Unless you flew to Russia and you have a Russian IP address.
I had one of my friends tell me, oh, I watched your podcast the other day. I was like, now I know you're lying to me because there's nothing to watch. You fucking listen to it. I straight up called him on it. He's like, oh, yeah, that's what I meant. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, you're fucking lying to me.
You know what I meant?
You're lying to me. You're blatantly lying to me. There's nothing to watch. It's an audio podcast.
You're a chiseled jaw on that podcast.
It's an audio podcast. You can't tell me.
It's not a video cast.
I'm just like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, dude, you're busted, and why don't you just tell me that you lied to me? I mean, how stupid do you think I am? I can control that technology. Anyway, we're trying to also adhere to a much stricter... not format, but as far as time window. There you go. That's a good term. We're going to try to keep the first part of the podcast between 10 to 20 minutes, no longer than that. You'll have your intermission as always, and then the second part, we're trying to look at maybe 20 to 30 minutes on that end as well.
Yeah, it's a good time frame.
To try to keep everything under maybe from 45 minutes to an hour.
Maybe cut back on some of the maybe music recommendations.
Or talk less. Or maybe have tighter knit.
Like maybe 2 minutes.
List
each.
Of things, sure.
Like, I've watched this, it was good, blah, blah, move on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But if, you know, at the same time, we're not trying to limit ourselves because it is like a freestyle comedy sort of
wicca.
Thing. And it's like, we don't want to limit ourselves either. So if we're gonna find a good topic to talk about it, it's funny, we'll keep going. But we'll play it by ear, but for the most part. So today we're here to watch 50-50, finally.
Or 50 Kiwi. So,
already.
What we have to do is...
Wow.
What? Well, that's the title of the movie.
Originally, I think it was called Kiwi, but...
But then Seth Rogen got cured.
And then...
there was just one Kiwi.
We had this conversation earlier. Seth Rogen's in this movie. Thanks for bringing that up. Jason Gordon-Levitt is in this movie. You'll know him from, Third Rock from the Sun, a movie called The Bank Heist. Which I still haven't seen. I need to go see that.
Looks bad.
Looks really good.
Yeah, bad
isn't good.
Looks great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for the lingo. Generation Gap again. Generation Gap.
he also did Inception, which was amazing.
He was in Inception.
He was.
I remember that.
He was in Inception, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm a huge fan of his.
I must have been dreaming during that part or something.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. Am I a dream right now?
I don't know. With as bad as everything has been going.
This is a shitty dream. I could probably do that.
Yeah, I'd like to wake up sometimes.
I want to be fucking a ram or
and
something.
And then
a rhino.
Wake up and just realize that this life was a crappy existence and I'm really like some rich dude somewhere. Like,
it's not going to happen.
So we were talking about this movie. If you don't know what this movie is about, it is
about Kiwis.
The attempt to make light of a very dark situation that nobody likes to talk about.
No, cancer is not cool.
Cancer, we want to say, we do joke about it, but that's how we talk about cancer because it's such a bad and like negative thing to talk about, which both of us, by the way, have people. I know somebody that's been affected by cancer. I don't know if you have.
Family, I don't think.
But friends of friends, people that you know.
Yeah, like friends, moms.
People at work,
like
acquaintances. So
breast cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
I wear my Love Boobies bracelet.
That's true. You do have an I Love Boobies bracelet.
I do, because I do love boobies.
So we're not.
I keep them around.
We're not in any way, shape, or form, like, blaspheming this negative, the C word.
Blaspheming.
You know, like, the C word's bad. Don't
aggressive.
Talk about it, like, taboo, you know? And if it's okay if it's okay for like these huge stars to talk about it and make light for people to cope, when we talk about it, all of a sudden we're assholes. We're doing the same exact thing that they're doing, but they're stars, so it's cute and charming for them to do that. When we do it, we're two assholes.
There's nothing cute about Seth fucking Rogen.
We're two assholes in a car. I'm sorry, a mobile recording studio.
MRS, motherfucker.
We're just two assholes in an MRS talking about cancer and making fun and jokes. No, that's not right. We're doing the same exact thing, and by going to see this movie, we get it, and you acknowledge that we get it. So
you know, I think they should donate some of the proceeds to some kind of cancer organization.
They probably have.
So in turn, they're being kind of selfish.
They probably have.
They never mention anywhere that.
I don't know. We'll be like assholes at the end. Like,
so donate $10,000. We will get 1% of all proceeds to the Cancer Foundation of America Association. Which is also founded by us and by us. And
that's a lot of
what we will do, we give free Kiwis out.
So if you guys remember, he keeps throwing that term out. If you guys go back to, I think it's the third or fourth episode, we talk about cancer for some reason. Oh, because we saw the trailer for this movie.
For 50,050.
He coined the term, the loving term, Kiwi.
Loving, because cancer sounds so aggressive and negative.
So we...
have cancer!
I'm taking ownership now, like we. I never mentioned Kiwi, but...
You were on board, but let's go ahead and move past
it's
that.
It's sort of, it's a term of endearment, I think. So, I don't
we're
know...
We wildlife in the podcast now.
I don't know who else is in this movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Did that light just come on?
It did.
I have ADD, apparently.
Yeah, I think
but
that,
I don't like
that light.
This is going to really interfere.
And your headlights, if you want to shut those off.
Boy, I can't see in the dark.
All right, so what are your expectations? What are your expectations going into this?
Hi.
Oh, okay. That was... Okay. That's a good answer. Mine too.
High?
I think high expectations. I love Jason Gordon-Levitt. I like
Justin high Reagan. Laying on the bathroom ground, coked up on heroin?
No, not that kind of high.
Not that kind
high
of high.
Expectations as if it's going to be a good movie.
Oh.
Hopefully it won't bring me down so much because we're already kind of in a bad mood, but I heard that this movie is both funny and
I will make a promise.
So,
I will make a promise.
Yeah.
If this movie sucks to the fans, I will pee on the fucking movie screen.
Wow.
If I say to you, Darren, this is a bad movie...
That's because you know it's going to be a good movie.
I will flop my penis out and pee. And hopefully not pee on my own balls. Because, you know, that's like having a...
Wow, hello.
But I will pee on the screen. And I will carve my name in it.
All right. That being said...
I will not wear protection while doing this.
I also have high expectations going into this movie. And I'm looking forward to the trailers. Which, if you don't hurry, we'll miss.
Amen.
All right. So
let's partake in the body and blood of Christ, and let's go ahead and see this movie.
We will see you after the intermissionaries.
Remember, we love cancer. Just not inside of us. We'd like other people. No, we don't like other. Well, we don't like cancer in general.
Right. That came out wrong.
Yeah, I just fucked that whole thing up.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, we're back for the second half. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, just to further clarify, we've seen 50-50 in case you were distracted by the awesome music in between the segments.
Right.
Now, before we even talk about the movie,
mm-hmm.
let's go ahead and give our score.
Right.
Before, I'll let you go ahead and go first.
Before we went in, it was very short. We both had high expectations going into the movie.
Yeah.
met and exceeded. I think that this movie...
Oh, it was good.
...was...
Very emotional.
Yeah. It... I mean... I guess this should be, like, a part to talk about after our, you know, scores or recommendations, but for once, I saw a movie that wasn't ruined by its trailers. Parts of it were, but the marketing department for this movie, whoever it may be, which, due to the... product placement was probably Sony. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yes.
It was very subtle. It was one time. The product placement in this movie was genius. A way to advertise without knowing that you're being advertised to. But
I always find a way to slip it in there.
Yeah. But I didn't mind it so much. I wasn't really looking for that. And I think my score, just to get straight to it, for the movie, I'm teetering on like a 10.5,
ooh,
like close to 11D, but not quite there.
Yeah.
Now you know what? I'm giving it an 11D. This movie, I didn't find any problems with it.
And I will agree with you 100% because that's the score that I also give this film.
Awesome, that's awesome.
The score I also give this film.
This is actually the first solid 11D we've gotten.
It's pretty solid.
Not an average between the two, but
no, this is a solid 11D. Now, any movie that can directly impact my emotions, is, you know, is like kind of difficult to do. But I feel like I connected on like a personal level with like a lot of things that were going on in this film.
I would hope that you would have too.
Because
if this movie didn't get to you,
no,
you're
a terrible person.
You're not a human being at all, and you should probably look into the things that are making you a miserable person and make those things better, because.
Yeah, so
after that being said, this is probably the part where you should shut it off if you're not going to be listening to the rest, because we're about to get into it.
Yeah.
And spoilers will ensue.
Well, cancer only has one of two options. You either live or you die, so...
That's true.
There's a 50-50 chance on whether or not you can guess the end of the movie or not.
That's true. He's absolutely right, because one thing, and I hope you stopped it already, because we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah.
If
not, you're still a bitch.
One thing is the simple, like you said, man, like, I was really hoping that you would say something about that, because if you walk out of this movie without feeling any kind of emotion inside, you are dead.
Yeah, you're
inside.
Yeah, you clearly have ceased to exist.
Nothing left. You don't know what human interactions are. You don't value friendship, you don't value...
That was the part that actually got me. That's the part that got me misty. Whenever he was in the bathroom, because he called his friend like a selfish asshole, then he went to the bathroom and found the book, how to cancer.
I'm glad that you picked up on that.
I got a little misty. You know, I'm a man, I can admit when I get misty.
Absolutely.
It was a good part.
I picked up on that, too. That was a really... Oh, man, that was a really special point, because you have this... You have his best friend, which no offense to you, and I hope this is a compliment, but Seth Rogen reminded me of you a lot in this movie, because with my bad luck,
that's how I used to be.
If any one of us, out of the two of us, my luck, I would fucking get cancer, and you would be the guy that'd be like, dude, I don't give a fuck how tired you are of your chemo. Smoke some fucking medicinal weed and let's go get laid. And I appreciate that, because, like, Seth Rogen's character...
I think he did an excellent
job. He did a great job.
He was funny. He was emotional, like, when he needed to be.
Yep.
Like,
he wasn't
over... He really switched it on.
Yeah, he wasn't... Yeah, he did, absolutely.
He switched it on.
And not to be, like, a dude crush or anything, but he looks great.
Yeah,
he lost a lot of weight.
He
still has
a
double chin going on. But
yeah,
so do I.
We all.
And I wish you lost yours. I wished I
want it back.
Off. No, you don't.
I feel like I lost part of myself.
I wish. Well, I think I gained the chin that you lost. I gained it. It's somewhere on my chin now.
It's not quite white enough.
I have like 2.5. That's like the white part of your.
Although I don't, I apparently have no grooming. I don't shave anymore.
It's Friday, and that's irrelevant. Like, it's the weekend. Nobody needs to see your shaven face.
No.
But you made a good point. Like, the asshole in the movie that was always trying to get laid off of his friend's cancer actually was the one that cared about him the most because
it was.
Took the time out to read the books and not tell his friend that he cared enough to read the books, but it had highlighter marks. And
yeah, he made fun of him for getting the books. But
yeah.
In turn, he's the one reading them, and the guy with the cancer doesn't even bother to read them.
Right. And so it shows a lot of strength on his friend's part to be like, this is my best friend, he has cancer, I'm going to read books, but I'm going to also be myself and learn about what's going to make him feel better during this process.
Exactly.
I also feel, though, that...
Well, just to touch on another point on people close to him, I wasn't too fond of his mother in this film.
Interesting.
His mom, I don't know, she was kind of a two-faced bitch to me. Didn't seem like she actually cared.
I believe the mother in this movie was played by Helen Mirren, but I'm not 100% sure that that's correct. I also mispronounced Joseph Gordon-Levitt's name. I said he was Jason Gordon-Levitt.
Did you?
But yeah, but I was looking at you when I said it. I said your first name and mixed it in. That's the excuse I'm going with anyway.
That's fine.
But
they won't know the difference.
I don't think they will. I said Jason Gordon-Levitt when his name is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He did an amazing job. I mean,
yeah, he did.
That man, whatever awards they give for movies like this, I don't know what they're called anymore.
Oh, and we forgot to mention also, once again, another cheating girlfriend. This is the third movie in a row.
There has been a theme lately.
The third movie in a row.
Where the female, and not even the lead female, a supporting character role in the movie has been the downfall. And I'm not saying that his cheating wife gave him, or his cheating girlfriend gave him cancer, but she sure did not help at all.
Didn't even give him blowjobs.
Man, they make so many good, like, sexual references that aren't that dirty or vulgar in the movie, but I would not mind, like, taking my parents to see this flick, even though there was, like, heavy penis
And fuck.
and
a lot of fucks.
Crude humor, but real, though. It brought it down. Like, people in real life would say those things. You know what I mean? And it's not
they
like...
They would.
It wasn't heavily... it's scripted. It's a movie, and it's scripted. But the way that it makes it a good movie is that the characters, or the actors in the movie playing these characters are completely 100% involved. And they know that.
And you can tell.
As actors, they know that if they say or deliver the line the wrong way, it'll take somebody out of the experience of the movie, and that didn't happen at all in this film.
No.
Like...
They wanted to be as natural as possible.
It was really good, man.
It pulled off perfectly.
And the humor in this movie was at the right places, and I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I didn't, like, fog up during the surgery sequence.
Yeah,
That shit, like... I remember literally hearing the last breath of my friend's mom when she passed away from cancer. And I'll never forget that sound, and I don't think I can even go into describing what it sounded like. But when he was saying goodbye to his mom right before the surgery, when the anesthesia was hitting, I about lost it, because I've been there in the hospital during that point in time, and it just brought back shit I didn't expect.
And I wasn't even your family member, and you still felt that way.
Yeah, I mean, the characters in this movie, like, you felt...
Well, yeah, I thought you actually had cancer. I mean, it
going
like
back,
cancer.
Yeah, I mean, the makeup, the performances were great. Going back to the mom, though, the fact that...
I couldn't figure her out.
Well, I was hoping that you'd catch it, because when he sat down to talk about his mom in the therapy session with the cute doctor, she was from... Wedding Crashers, by the way.
She was.
And
I picked up on her.
She did a great job.
She has fake teeth.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah, totally fake.
They're like caps.
They're porcelain.
But she has a beautiful smile, though, in real life.
Oh,
I don't know why they had to cover them up.
I don't...
Those were totally fake, weren't they?
Yeah, because they didn't match the bottom teeth at all.
I don't know if that's something for the movie that was done. I'm glad that you caught that because
I don't
know. Say something about
it. They were bothering me.
They were like super bleached or.
They were nobody has
perfect
teeth like that.
Yeah, they were perfect teeth, and she doesn't have a bad smile. I've seen her in real life. She doesn't have a bad smile. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they did that to her teeth. I'm glad you picked up on it. Her mouth was sort of closed.
Yeah, she
couldn't
they're kind of protrude. I don't know.
It was weird. But going back to the mom, like I think that you would have picked up on the father in this movie had Alzheimer's, which he didn't go really into, but
I think he kind of remembered.
He kind of did at the end.
I think he did remember because he called him Adam, even though they didn't even say their name.
The facial expressions of the guy that barely had any lines as main character's father.
I watched him a lot.
Me too.
I watched his face.
He said a lot more without having any lines, just through his facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hit home when the therapist doctor said, let me get this straight. Your mother has a husband that can't talk to her and a son that won't.
And that makes you kind of a dick, she said.
And I figured that would hit home with a lot of the audience because a lot of times we're so selfish that we don't think about, especially the people close to us, like, what are they going through? We only think about what we're going through. And from her point of view, it does make him a dick. And he apologized for it, and they had closure before the
show. She was a little bit, you know, eccentric, too. She wasn't really...
Yeah, but she was a crazy lady.
She was. She was.
But that aside, it's still your mom, and before you go into surgery and possibly not come out of it, you should probably talk to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It might be a pretty good idea.
Any surprises or what you were and weren't expecting in the movie?
I expected everything, to be honest with you.
Dallas Bryce Howard from Spider-Man, the third one, I believe.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. She's so beautiful. And you made a joke. She's like this artsy, uppity, frou-frou bitch in this movie. And she played this innocent... She reminded me of my ex-girlfriend, my ex-fiance.
The one you love?
The one I never talk about and despise till the day I die. I want to piss on her face.
Oh.
Which they did to her painting, which I thought was amazing.
Mr. R. Kelly, let's go ahead and...
Yeah. I want to pee on you. I want to piss on you. Drip, drip, drip. They peed on her... Was that really just on the...
Oh man. I thought it was like your ex-fiance.
Jesus.
I just shit on her. That's why I just did. For you. I shit on her for you.
I'm glad this isn't smell a podcast.
Wow. Holy shit, man.
Are you sure you want to check your drawers?
I think I shit myself. Oh, my God.
Good God.
You don't bring a toilet paper with you, didn't
you?
Maybe like a marijuana leaf?
I think we're going to probably edit that out. Speaking of marijuana leaves, a lot of medicinal references to this movie, like...
Yeah, there was. There's a lot of medicinal marijuana being partaken of.
Which I want to talk about openly. I have a close friend who I've recently just broken ties with. I think I spoke about that in the first half of the podcast. He doesn't have cancer, but he does have brain trauma issues. And as an advocate of legalizing marijuana, I've told him since I knew that this existed... There are people out there that can build strains. They can manufacture strains of marijuana for your particular needs. And they even have strains of marijuana that can be cultivated for your particular issue. His particular issue is memory loss. And although it sounds ironic and oxymoronic that pot can actually help you remember things...
Because
it's supposed to do the opposite... There are truly alternative medicines out there that can help people gain memory cells by smoking weed. And nobody knows that.
Now, it might kill brain cells.
It kills brain cells
over time, but if it can recharge already cells that are already there but just dormant and just lost their memory.
There are ways to have
natural
drugs.
The amount of brain cells that kills is so minuscule, it doesn't...
Yeah, it's a really big misconception, and just recently, actually, scientists have found that the brain cells that they said that we were killing when we were teenagers, and in
they
high
regenerate.
School and in college, those actually regenerate. So, and it's not like at an alarming rate. And what I'm just saying is that I wish more people were open to alternative medicine, because even in the movie, the person afflicted with cancer was too scared to go get medicinal pot, and his friend who didn't have anything wrong with him, night blindness, I believe he called it, he had nothing wrong with him, and he was able to get it for his friend. So if that tells you anything about the corrupt system in this world where...
Even the old guys in the hospital were doing it.
Yeah, the old guys in the hospital had pot-filled macaroons. I want some of those. And it's like...
And they worked, apparently.
Why would you deprive someone of possibly getting better after they are diagnosed? Let them do whatever the fuck they want, minus rape or child porn. They're about to fucking die.
Yeah.
Let them do whatever they fucking want. If they want to take a pill or smoke some weed, who cares why they're doing it? They have fucking cancer. Let them do that shit.
Yeah.
What else do you have to have going on in your life to where you say, okay, we'll overlook this one ridiculously illegal herbal medicine that will make you feel better on your way to death, if not help to reverse the effects? Why should you be deprived of that? And I think largely in this movie that the subtle hints of medicinal marijuana...
Oh, yeah.
Were
they weren't subtle at all.
They were like in your face, this helps people with cancer.
He got away with night blindness.
Yeah, he got away with night blindness.
So he's basically making a joke about how easy it is to get
exactly.
it and how it shouldn't even be illegal in the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly. That's my point.
And
while night blindness may exist, it's fucking hilarious that he said it when he said it.
Like Seth, that's because your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Oh, I was seeing all this darkness. I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I panicked.
And I'm sleeping.
I was so high. I didn't know I was sleeping.
That's hilarious. Night blindness. I love that line. I don't know. I think I've advocated about medicinal marijuana before. And I'm still an advocate for it. I don't care who's listening.
It's not illegal to talk about a
right.
political topic, which is currently up in debate in our
right.
judicial system.
I'm not saying I partake. I'm just saying that I am an advocate of that, and I partake.
Because obviously, I didn't hear that last part.
I didn't either.
But obviously, it is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that's why I really only do it every day. But... That's only in moderation.
That's only because we have night blindness.
That's in my... Yes, I have night blindness. I have a prescription.
Oh, God, we're going to get fired.
We should have been fired a long time. What's that?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
It.
Yeah.
I can't prove any of this. Unless we decide to take a drug test.
I'm sorry.
This whole section has to be edited out.
That's way too expensive. I don't know.
There
you go. Good luck getting your tags on. What's that?
So great, we I think pretty much tackled it, man. That is a solid 11D.
Punched the fuck out of my hand.
Yeah, I bet you that hurt.
It did.
It hurt.
It hurt bad.
And
beat off.
Now, since it's been a couple weeks, what have you been into that's new, or have you finished anything that you're watching? Recommendations, pretty much. What you got?
Recomendaciones for the Spanish listeners.
Nice. Very nice.
We have. I recently watched The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Fantastic show. J.J. Abrams.
Is it J.J.?
Yeah. No.
No, it's not J.J. It's Joss Whedon.
Not Joss Whedon either, I don't think.
Really? Well, I'm not watching it, so I have no... you have no excuse.
So, we're going to edit that part out.
It's not J.J. Abrams, but...
Let's go ahead and cut back to before I said that.
Right.
So, I've been watching The Walking Dead, Season 1. Season 1. Wait, is that what I said?
No.
I'm trying to be more quickly that verse.
Okay, Uno.
The Walking Dead, Season Uno. Watched that fantastic first season. Only 6 episodes, which I was kind of bummed about.
They were still pitching it to AMC during those first 6 episodes. So.
But second season apparently has 20-something, so I can't wait to get pumped on that. Movie, watched 7 Pounds, Cry Like a Bitch. Awesome movie.
Nice.
With Will Smith.
Have not seen it yet. I plan on.
Fantastic film. I would definitely recommend it.
Now that you're recommendation.
It's a lot like this movie.
Hmm.
And then lastly, music. Same shit. Same shit.
Still on it, huh?
Still on.
So go check those out. Did you watch 7 Pounds on Netflix or?
I found it online.
Did you really?
I'm trying to think of the website.
Let's not talk about.
Huh?
BitTorrents or?
Oh, something about pirates and them being in a bay or something.
Oh,
I don't remember.
I remember hearing something about.
Yeah,
the Bay of the Pirates.
Yeah. Something like, I think there's an organization of them, maybe org for abbreviation.
All right.
Yeah.
Not too,
Pirate Bays of Org or something.
I'm not really familiar, but I'm sure.
I'm not sure. I mean, I've only been there. I mean, I haven't been there myself, but
right,
I've heard things about it. All
right, so.
I heard Pirates of the Bay go to this org. And.
Smooth.
Yeah. I think they're both called the U-Torrent, but I can't. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it all.
Talking about a ship.
Fair enough.
The
USS.
The USS U-Torrent. Very, very small program. Very, very light memory usage.
Right.
But make sure you forward your port so you get more, get the outside
so
download speed.
You can send all your recommendation to fam.aweeklate@gmail.com. Me, I have a list, man.
Here we go.
Let me think here. Oh,
turn the heat on.
I finished catching up on a lot of shows that were in my queue that I was too lazy to go back and watch. Falling Skies.
Right.
By Steven Spielberg. Produced by Steven Spielberg.
Which means he pretty much like directed.
It's got Moon, Bloodgood, Noah Wiley, and some other people that deserve mentioning, but escape my memory at the moment. I started watching it during its premiere, which was probably about 2 or 3 months ago now. It lasted about, I want to say, 10 episodes for the first season. It was, if I'm not mistaken, it was only supposed to be a miniseries, and then the popularity of it got them signed to a second and third season, I believe. So
nice.
And they're going to be on TNT, which is NBC Universal, which means that they are partly owned by Hulu as well, which is like a Fox NBC thing. But you can only get 3 or 4 current episodes on the TNT site. They don't even display it on Hulu because of like some obvious like marketing
crap they have going
on, like
yeah.
I watched all 10 episodes. Great show. Decent special effects for it being on TV. On the flip side of that, Steven Spielberg also produced a show called Terra Nova, which is on Fox, which is also... Terra Nova was like this huge thing during Comic-Con, and it had a 2-hour premiere that was like Jurassic Park, but for TV, and it sounds a lot better than it is, because I think they spent most of their time and energy producing something on TNT for The Falling Skies than they did for Terra Nova. Terra Nova is great if you're like family-oriented. I mean, the scale of it... It's,
is that sci-fi based?
It's sci-fi based, but they did a really... I don't know, man. It wasn't really that good. It's like the first episode steals a lot from Stargate, where they jump like 5 million years into the past in order to save their future, but then you find out it's not the same timeline, so they're able to do a bunch of this other cool stuff.
Yeah,
but they never do
Stargate
it.
Episode.
But they never do it. They introduce all these cool like sci-fi elements to it, and
they
never explore it. And I think... Terra Nova is not going to go anywhere, but hopefully Falling Skies will. But I'm calling it right now because the masses are borderline retarded. They will probably pick Terra Nova over Falling Skies, which will be a sad thing, but Steven Spielberg still makes the money, so...
He still makes the
good
blue
for you. Falling Skies is more realistic, better CG, better storyline, better characters, better acting. Not so much with Fox Falling Skies, but I have been watching both. I'm also caught up on Fringe.
Yeah.
That is for
real.
J.J. Abrams. I stopped watching, not because I didn't like it, and I had this grandiose thing about me where I feel like if I stop watching something, it's just going to get canceled.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with me. I just like to think it does. so I was really scared that Fringe was going to get canceled, and it didn't. They're in, like, the 4th episode of the 4th season right now. I watched the the whole third season over again just to catch myself up. I'm all caught up. Fucking incredible. If you haven't seen Fringe,
one that I gotta check out.
Start from the beginning. It's definitely something you have to pay attention to. It's great to watch under the influence of whatever you like to enjoy here.
Heroin.
But it's also great sober, and some episodes you have to watch sober in order to get what the fuck's going on. But it's also J.J. Abrams. It's fucking amazing. Go watch it. I'm watching another J.J. Abrams show called Person of Interest with Jim Caviezel and Michael Emerson from Lost, which was also a J.J. Abrams show. They're on the third episode of that. I think it's going places. It's on CBS. You can't get it on Hulu, but go on CBS. If you catch it, they're showing the first four episodes for free, and then sequentially from there, they're showing the most four current,
right.
You know,
yes,
episodes.
You're rolling on.
Go watch Person of Interest, TiVo it, DVR it. I would say Hulu it, but it's not available on Hulu.
PVR it.
PVR it. Do whatever you got to do. So that's what I've been doing. I've been catching up. Personal video recorder versus digital video recorder.
I just made that where Isaac has made it up. So
no, that actually exists.
Oh, it actually exists?
So I've been catching up on my J.J. Abrams. I love him. What else? As far as movies are concerned, I've been wanting to catch up with a lot of the stuff, which brings me to the podcast that I've been listening to. How Did This Get Made? With Paul Scheer. Has kind of a lot to do with what we do here on A Week Late. But they go and watch bad movies on purpose. We wait to see how we gauge a movie.
How shitty they are.
They go watch bad movies on purpose, which they consider good movies. And then, like, for example, they reviewed a movie that got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. They go watch these movies on purpose. So I've been listening to them a lot, skipping over the movies that I haven't seen because I can Netflix them and then go catch up.
Yeah.
So that's also on Earwolf Podcast Network, which has the Sklar Brothers. I've been listening to them. Just recently sent them an email about our podcast today. We'll see what's going on with that.
Yeah, we'll see if they actually respond.
I'm still on the Todd Glass Show. I'm still listening to Making It on the Nerdist Network. I'm still listening to the Nerdist Podcast, the Writers Panels. Music, as far as that's concerned. I promised our good friend Paul, who let us do an after show at his place, which hasn't been posted yet, but will be soon. He turned me on to a band called Black Veil Brides. Have you listened to them?
I have.
I love them.
They...
I don't like their look. I don't like their image. But I think they're doing it on purpose because it doesn't match the sounds that come from them. I listened to four songs, and it was a huge range. I heard acoustic. I heard rock ballad.
I heard
heavy, hardcore, like,
death metal shit, yeah.
And then I heard a completely, like, 100% acoustic that blew me away.
Well, they steal a lot of things from other bands, which is why
I don't think you
want to
call it stealing, though, because...
They borrow.
They mash them all together perfectly. I don't know. That's interesting that you think that, because I thought that you would have liked them, but...
I do like them, but... When I hear that music time and time again, I like a change.
It's funny because we were talking about that a few weeks back. You're used to more of that rock, screamo shit.
Yeah.
Because of your girl. And you have more...
Well, she likes punk.
Right.
I don't like punk.
Right.
I like heavier stuff with like, vocals.
I don't know. I think... I don't know. It's good to have that contrast, though. I like... I have to do a little bit more digging on them to see what their history is like, where they come from. He said they're from New Hampshire, which boggles my mind.
Yeah, I would have said Europe.
Which is funny. Go check out Black Veil Brides. Let us know what you think. Email us. I have heard the new My Chemical Romance since we last talked about it. It's fucking good, man. I've also heard the new, what is it, Chili Peppers and the new Foo Fighters. Amazing. Like,
Foo Fighters.
Really
I've never been a fan of the Foo Fighters.
I love Foo Fighters.
I've never been a fan of them.
I just
don't like their style.
Yeah, I don't know. They're super positive to me.
Super positive and soft.
And I like that kind of shit, though. Coming from, 70% of their band is Nirvana. So knowing that they came, that
they're
that sound, they knowing that they came from that Nirvana sound, and they're so upbeat and positive, and
I don't know.
I like that shit. I don't know why.
I don't know how to sing like Judas Priest, but
and he's
that was a little Michael Jackson
falsetto
in there.
All of a sudden.
I'm glad that finally died. What's that?
So wow.
No, there's no wow. That's just truth.
All right.
You should have been dead a long time ago.
I was gonna make a joke that I heard earlier today.
Let's hear it.
I believe it was Gary Burrell. I don't know how to pronounce his name. But he made a joke. He said, man, what was the joke? Why did the late Michael Jackson like Boys to Men? Why did Michael Jackson like Boys to Men? Because he figured out that they weren't just a service, but they thought it was a delivery company. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway. So,
it's been so long and it was not even worth
it. That's the second thing we're going to edit out.
No, we're not either.
No, we're not.
If we're gonna keep my fag dragon and all their shit and
yeah,
my Kiwi shit,
true.
We're fucking keeping that in there.
Yeah, leave it. So that's it. What do you think? We should wrap this up.
I'm thinking about getting out and grabbing that frost in the ground over there.
That's gross.
It's probably melted, but it's still.
And
fresh.
Somebody probably peed in it.
I'm gonna pee in it.
I'm gonna go pee in it too. I gotta take a whiz. So on that note,
let's go cross stream. Let's do this shit.
Wow.
Well,
hello.
don't get gay, Darren.
We're not doing that. So thanks for listening to thanks for listening to episode, I hope that's the right episode number. It's been so long. Around
13?
nine. Wow.
Nine.
It should have been 13 because we
should have been 12.
So episode 9, thanks for listening. I am at analysis489 on Twitter.
I am at I forgot my password.
Is at Jason Cryptic. You can catch us at Fen Promos and at A Week Late. And we have a Facebook page. I am facebook.com/analysis49. Hit me up on there. Mention A Week Late and I will friend you, because I have a lot of DJs hitting me up. I have no idea who they are and they don't leave messages. So do that and I'll add you. Don't do that and I won't add you. Which brings me to wanting to get rid of Facebook, going to Google+. I'm already on there as well under my real name. I don't think anybody knows that. They don't have to. So,
it's my alias, actually.
I gotta keep something personal through all these fucking websites and social networks that are going on.
Yeah, you gotta have something for personal use only.
For personal use. So hit me up on Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and the website is www.aweeklate.com.
There we go.
FenderEntertainment.com. I am Darren. He is Jason. And we're
I am
out of here.
We are what?
At A Week Late.
At AweekLate.com. Don't forget to check out the Pirates on the Bay of the organization, riding on the U-Torn stream.
All right.
All right.
And they don't get paid, so we don't get paid.
That's right. All right. And we need money. So.
That's a great way to end it.
I'll go put my robe one out.
Take care.